Welcome to The Right Moment, a podcast by Tag Heuer, where we talk about topics that bring us together and inspire us. We meet visionaries from Tag Heuer and LVMH to uncover insights, challenges, advice, and defining moments that have shaped professional journeys. This is a new adventure that you can discover each month with episodes in French or English. From personal development to entrepreneurship, including corporate social responsibility and watchmaking. This is where we create the right moments to discuss about topics that matter. I am Kim Kassa, Talent Development Manager, your host for the episodes in English. And this is The Right Moment. Today, we're getting our hearts racing as I share with you the MOVE challenge that we have at Tag Heuer. You know, sport is part of Tag Heuer's DNA, and so is a little friendly competition. As you can imagine from our tagline, designed to win, it's a mindset that drives us all. So what is the MOVE Challenge? It's a global corporate sport initiative that we launched in 2022, and the objective is very simple. It's to support employee well-being in an inclusive way. And when I say inclusive, I really mean it. All types of physical activity count, from gardening to yoga, cycling to running. It's all about moving your body your way. You don't need to be an athlete to participate, and honestly, I really love the spirit. Each year as it's launched, it immediately becomes a topic of conversation. At the coffee machine, before a meeting, or even during lunch breaks, people are talking about the challenge, and it creates a lot of connections between our employees. Well, basically, we have around 2,000 employees worldwide, and on average, 1,200 of them join the MOVE Challenge each year. They're divided into teams, and twice a year, they take part in the challenge through a smartphone app. One of these challenges always supports a charity, and here's the fun twist. The winning team gets to choose the charity we will financially support for the next challenge. The charity is always based where the winning team is located. Since launching in 2022, we supported organizations based in Switzerland, China, France, and Dubai, all around different causes. For example, in Switzerland, the donation went to an association that helps qualified migrant women who need support to integrate into the Swiss job market. In China, the winning team chose an organization that empowers visually impaired people, offering opportunities for social and wellness activities. In France, the selected charity works to improve access to sports and promote physical activities for people with disabilities. And in Dubai, the association's mission is to impact lives and shape the future of health by supporting medical treatment for individuals unable to afford quality healthcare. It's really a great way to get people moving while connecting with their global diversity and inclusion engagement and have a social impact. It's something we're really proud of. And to keep talking about it, and to give you the opportunity to even more dive into the spirit of this internal sports challenge, let's now welcome Lindsay Day in this episode. Welcome, Lindsay. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Very excited to be here. Thank you for selecting me.
Yes, of course. Can you tell us a bit about your role at Tag Heuer and how you first got involved with the Global MOVE Challenge?
Yes, yeah, sure. So I have been with Tag Heuer for 18 months now. I joined the UK division as the retail training manager for the boutiques. I have thoroughly enjoyed my 18 months here and really found my groove. I think maybe that point in my life where I know that I belong and really being positive and moving forward. And definitely maybe over the last 12 months, my health journey has changed and MOVE has been a big part of that. I remember the first MOVE challenge happening when I first started and didn't really know what was going on, but I knew everybody was super competitive about it and asking me which team I was in, thinking, I don't know what team I'm in. What are they talking about? And then we had another challenge. And then I remember downloading the app and being like, okay, right, so we're contributing points. This is how this works. And that was really my first interaction with it. I suppose that it started off not really knowing. And then the more you used it, the more engaged I've been with it. And I think my natural competitive spirit is ignited by this app. So it's good. It makes me exercise more, which is helpful sometimes.
I love that. Your competitive spirit is ignited by this challenge. Now, tell me, I heard that the UK went even further by organizing a local challenge this year, and it seemed to have been aligned with our global and our local commitments as well to social responsibility. Can you tell us a bit about it and the motivation behind organizing it?
Yeah, sure. So the charity we supported of the initiative was Save Our Forest, and it came from being part of the Employee Engagement Committee. We have different sections within this committee that look after different parts off the back of the survey of what the team or that work throughout LVMH Watch and Jewellery in the UK wanted, and sustainability was one of those things. We knew that the previous initiatives that we'd ran on the move were all squad-based and super competitive, and we wanted to do something that's a bit more inclusive, that we could collectively do something as a team, whether you are a marathon runner and running every day or just walking at lunch break or even taking the dog out, that you could participate and be part of something big. So it was a charity called Forest Action. And if we walked collectively as a market, 100,000 steps in a 3-week window in August, we would get to plant trees in Malawi. It was €1,000 donation, and we actually planted 741 trees, or we've successfully planted or about to plant the 741 trees. Anybody that took part is going to get a link virtually, which is pretty cool to plant a tree virtually. So we're waiting on those now. But I think it was a really cool initiative to be able to do something as a team. It goes for the sustainability, and it's great that, you know, it's what the team wanted to be able to do. And we've been able to use this app to drive that initiative as well.
I really like how for your local initiative, you've actually chosen to bring the teams together and all work towards one common goal, whereas the move, you are on a team and you're working towards the same challenge, but it's a bit more competitive and can kind of play one against each other. Tell me more about the motivation behind that and choosing that motivation.
The Employee Engagement Committee wanted to make sure that everyone could be involved no matter their physical capabilities or how involved that they wanted to be. So we wanted it so that everybody could join. So even if you're walking the dog or you're walking the boutique sales floor and you're walking around all day, those points would count towards the greater challenge of being able to plant the trees. Obviously, if you're a marathon runner and you're running or doing any sports at the weekend and triathlons, great. Those points all are really important, but we wanted everyone to feel like they could participate and be part of something bigger. HR did run initiatives to ignite the competitive spirit in everybody. So there were spot prizes every week, which was nice. It kept the momentum going because, you know, any week you could win a little goodie. And then we were tracking the team with the most points as well. But collectively, we walked 6,608 kilometers. So we did some good distance between the whole team, which was amazing.
Wow, that's a lot of steps. That's fantastic. And what about you, Lindsay? What activities do you do to keep moving and stay healthy?
My sport is running. I really, probably in the last 12 months, have found my groove with this. I used to run when I was younger, but never really got into it. And I suppose I got to maybe February this year where I just thought I needed to make a change in my lifestyle and move as how I am a super competitive person. So for me, having a little bit of competition is really good, because if I can see somebody beating me and it means that I need to go for one more run and I will beat them, then I'll go out for that extra run. But running is my sport, and I'm really lucky to be part of a big family with lots of nieces and nephews. So the weekends will be park sports, and that's good. But for me, my sport is running, and it's my downtime to decompress my day, have some time on my own, listen to the music, and just let the stress maybe out of the day, but not always. I think it's just a nice thing for me. And I know if I've been working from home particularly, that they're always my favorite runs, because I've been sat still all day and I've generally got a lot of energy and need to burn it off. So doing running for me lets that out, and I can come back and be at home and focus on being at home, because the day's activities aren't replaying themselves in my head. I've managed to use the run to decompress. So I really enjoy it. I'm hoping that we'll be able to run a marathon next year and level up. I did my first half marathon this year in August, which was really great. A big milestone for me. I never ran that far before. So I was really proud of myself, but I'm going to carry on going and go for hopefully a marathon next year. But the apps definitely encourage me to even take part in sports that I wouldn't normally do. If I know there's a 500 point bonus for grabs for a team sport, then I'm going to be playing the team sport at the weekend because I want those 500 points. So the app is really great. And, you know, like I say, if somebody's ahead of me, sometimes my boss is ahead of me and I'm like, right, I'm going to definitely do that so that I can beat him. So it's great competitive and it's keeping him busy as well.
Well, congratulations on your half marathon. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And maybe next year you can run representing Tag Heuer, since we are a sponsor of the London Marathon.
That would be incredible. That would be a dream. Although I say that now and maybe regret it later.
I can understand that, but
yeah.
Small milestones, right? Lead to the big one.
Exactly. One step at a time.
Exactly. Exactly. So tell us, do you have any advice for people who want to exercise during the week but struggle to find time to fit it into their routine with their work schedule or maybe personal commitments?
I think it's important to try and make the time to do it. I always feel a little bit more bogged down if I don't get the exercise done in the week, and it allows my brain to process a little bit better. And sometimes I'll go for a run at lunchtime and it doesn't have to be far, but I never regret it. So I feel like there's never a time where before, you know, you go and do any form of exercise, I always think sometimes you'll be like, oh, I really can't be bothered to do this now. I don't want to go. But then you go and you come back and you never come back and think, oh, I wish I never did that. You always think, I'm so glad that I did. I feel better. And it's just getting your trainers on and getting your gym kit on and just going. And no matter what you do, it's better than not having done anything. And trying to make the time to do it for yourself and making it a priority. And I remember having a conversation with my husband and I'm like, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. And he was like, you just have to make time. I was like, I don't, there's not enough time to do it. But I think if you do just reanalyze your day and think, actually, if I go for a walk or take this call whilst I go for a walk, and it can be on your headphones, you get some fresh air and just take a breather, you're actually more productive at work for doing it, as opposed to just kind of wallowing sometimes at the desk and thinking about how you're going to get through the workload that you've got.
I think that's a great piece of advice, is sometimes you're overthinking it so much, whereas if you just are making that split decision and going and doing it, taking that walk, going for that run, you do typically feel a lot better after having done it. So that's great advice.
I always feel like sometimes my role includes a lot of creativity, and there'll just be like this creativity block where I can't think of anything, kind of just staring at a screen for ages. And they're the good moments to be like, right, get out the house, go do something, or go for a walk, or anything really. Even if it's like go to the post office, I would sometimes jump in the car and now I just change to walk. But I know as well that I'll get the points if I walk. So I'm more inclined to walk for the points. Definitely not showing any signs of being competitive here.
None at all. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for sharing your experience and enthusiasm. It really shows how sport and moving can bring so many positive benefits to you as yourself, but also as an employee, from a creativity standpoint, from well-being to connection and motivation. So thank you so much for sharing your story and what you've put on that is a local activation in the UK.
Oh, thanks, Kim. I really appreciated and enjoyed sharing my story with you.
Before we wrap up, let's take a question from one of our listeners. How can someone who works remotely get involved and feel part of their team during this kind of corporate sports challenge? Well, we feel it's so important to prioritize getting involved, but we know that this can be especially difficult for our remote populations. A great example is recently the UK field team created a group chat separately from their work group chat and are using it to solely get to know each other rather than speak about work items. They've used it to start sharing where they are traveling so that if someone is in the area and is open to it, they can meet and go for a walk together. And it doubles as them staying active, but also building a community of belonging. It's not something that's forced, which helps the commitment of those included in the chat. No one has to feel obligated to respond, but that means when they do show up, it's really authentic and genuine. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Right Moment, a podcast by Tag Heuer. We hope you feel inspired. Once again, I'd like to thank our guests for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to send them to us at the email address, therightmoment@tagheuer.com, and we'll answer as many as possible next time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It really makes a difference. We'll be back in no time with another episode of The Right Moment in English or French. See you soon.